Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ryan Burrow was at the president's speech in West Virginia today. You may have heard his reporting on ABC and here on WGN. I think he's at the airport right now. Hi, Ryan. It's John. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. You're the beneficiary of delayed flights, my friend, because I should be headed back to Chicago right now, but not the case. He's getting pushed back.
Wow. Is it weather out there?
Or? To me, so what, there you go.
I'm happy for that. What's the deal?
You know, I don't know. It said that we got moved around different gates because of they're shuffling a bunch of stuff around. I think bad weather in other regions are making connecting flights mess up, and as a result, here we are. So
how many of the president
another hour? So
how many of President Trump's rallies or events have you been to?
Including before he was president, because remember he did that tour after he won. And he wasn't quite president yet, but I've been to, what, three in the last month, I want to say.
Oh, if you just threw them all together, from candidate through last night, how many events of his have you been to?
At least 10.
And how did last night's compare or contrast with what you've seen in the past?
It was a little different. There were a couple kind of different factors going. In the previous ones I've been to, they've been in states like Ohio and Iowa and Wisconsin, all states that he, won by pretty thin margin. This one was in West Virginia, and this is a red state. I think he won by something like 42 points, 44 points over Hillary Clinton in this state. So, the people came to support, and they were dancing in the aisles, and they were singing, and they were dancing with their signs. I hadn't seen anything like that at any of the other rallies. He was really actually very, very focused, very much on script. Didn't really try to walk the stage around and start trying to tell jokes or point out the media and make fun of the media. No, he pretty much stayed on topic. He talked about Russia. He talked about coal jobs. He talked about the economy. He talked about immigration, just kind of checked off the list and was pretty feisty in some of his remarks too. So I don't know if that was just, him trying to get some stuff off his chest following yesterday's news about the federal grand jury, or him just trying to leave a lasting impression before he goes on this break, or maybe it's the John Kelly effect.
He does have a 17-day vacation coming up, which is fine. It's easy to be critical of presidents who take vacations. I think we should all stay away from that. And if you love Donald Trump, let the man have a vacation. If you don't love Donald Trump, let the man have a vacation. But I want to play
a working vacation.
Yeah, that's the point.
Getting briefed.
Absolutely. Yeah. There is no vacation. Nancy Reagan famously said there is no vacation, just a change of scenery. But I want to play a soundbite for you, because while you said he seemed focused and was talking about Russia and some of the specific points he wanted to get out, one of the bites that's getting as much play anywhere is this.
The Russia story is a total fabrication. It's just an excuse for the greatest loss in the history of American politics. That's all it is.
So the president is still looking back and still touting his election win. I understand that he was handing out those red-colored electoral maps as well. Was that maybe the purpose of this, though, to just try and deflect from the Russian investigation? Did it feel like that, Ryan?
Well, no. I mean, I think he came out with some pretty strong statements. He's trying to take this thing head on, which is actually something he hasn't been doing in these rallies. He's been actually shying away from it and talking to people beforehand. They want him to. They don't really want to get muddled up. They think it's fake news. They think it's a distraction. And he did take it on last night. He had that quote. He had the one, and I apologize if Elif already has these queued up, but he asked the people, do you see Russians in West Virginia or Pennsylvania or Michigan or Ohio, all the states that he won? He said, we didn't win because of Russia. We won because of you, pointing to the crowd.
It's so, a great line, yeah.
He's saying, look, you guys are chasing this, and this is getting a lot of play, but there's no there. I don't know if that was frustration boiling over the news yesterday about the federal grand jury, or if this has just been something that's been simmering, but it was pretty new for these rallies for him to come out and say it. Not on the Twitter. He always talks about it on Twitter.
Yeah, but I think that line at that rally, it's no coincidence that he's saying that the day that Mueller says that we'll impanel a grand jury to look further into this with investigative and subpoena powers. So it's probably not a coincidence, but maybe it is a little bit because he didn't know when Mueller was going to announce that. The president can obviously line his comments up, but the rally was preset. He can't anticipate Mueller, but he took advantage of the announcement to at least push back. My question for you, though, is this. What is the stated purpose of these rallies?
Well, if you ask him, it's to go out and talk to the people, right? This is his chance to speak directly to the people. He does it on Twitter, but he feels like a lot of his news filters through the media and it doesn't come out the way he wants. So this is his chance to directly talk to the people. Now, if you talk to the people, they say it works both ways because he energizes them and they believe they energize him in return. I mean, every president does this. They want to get out of the White House. They want to push their agenda. Obama went out. You know, he would go to Chicago. He'd go to California. He'd push his message. George W. Bush would go, and when he was trying to reform Social Security, he would go out, you know, try to get out of Washington, D.C., because unfortunately that can be very oppressive. You know, the air there is not just the air that's oppressive. It's, you know, all the politics that surround it. So, you know, just kind of breaking free and being able to, you know, hang out with your supporters, thousands of them last night.
Well, maybe that makes sense. I don't remember Barack Obama or George or any of the Bushes, even Bill Clinton, who might have been good at this. I don't remember them doing rallies, campaign-styled rallies, only months after they won the election. It strikes me as, and by the way, these aren't just, you know, pushing the planks of a certain policy. These are an opportunity to boo and jeer Hillary Clinton. These are different animals, I think, than what we've seen from other presidents, at least that I remember, Ryan.
Well, he is a show host. Keep that in mind. That's the background, right? The reality TV show host. And, you know, he gets to set this up and frame it up. And, you know, sometimes it works and sometimes we're talking about it the next day.
No kidding. All right. Well, so one other thing about that, Ryan, then I'll let you go. How many people were there? It sounded gigantic. It's hard to know.
It was, I think they said the place can hold about 7,000. One section of the bleachers was cut because of the media, and then there were people on the floor. So it was probably pretty close to that. But, yeah, it was loud. It's an arena football stadium or a civic center where they have arena football. So, you know, it's also kind of a positioning of the speakers and where the people are. But you got to remember, too, yesterday was also about the governor, the Democratic governor flipping parties. He came out and announced that he was no longer going to be Democrat. He just lines up too closely with Donald Trump and flipped to a Republican this morning, or will this afternoon, I guess.
By the way, here's that line that you were also referring to at the rally last night.
Most people know there were no Russians in our campaign. There never were. We didn't win because of Russia. We won because of you. That I can tell you.
That's a great line. That's a great delivery of that line. I think you, don't go there, John. Don't prosecute the last election all over again. Just let him have that moment. All right, Ryan, listen, safe travels to you. We'll see you when you get back in the building, okay?
All right, sounds good. Warm it up for me. Sounds like it's chilly there.
Oh, my God, it's crazy. Steve Bertrand, what's the current temperature in Chicago right now?
23.
It feels like it. Feels like football, which is kind of nice, but it feels like October and that we should be talking about the Bears being 0-3 right now or whatever it's going to be.
By the way, took a 2.5-hour trip through the rolling hills of northern Kentucky to get here to Cincinnati. Gorgeous drive. I recommend it for anyone.
Yeah, that is a pretty part of the country. I can't say I've taken that trip, but I've been to Virginia and the western part of Virginia and some of that part of the woods, and it just could not be more lovely, that's for sure.
If you've got time, bring us home some Skyline Chili, Ryan.
Skyline Chili, Ryan.
I was going to bring you some bourbon, but all right, I'll go with the chili.
Thanks, Steve. He's bringing out a can of beans, and we could have had some bourbon. All right, stay well. Drive safely, fly safely, whatever you're doing to get back. That's our Ryan Burrow.